Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, joined by Steve Geller. It's our Pick 6 segment. Charlie, I'll throw it to you. You can roll off them details and coordinatings.
Guys, we did better than I originally anticipated. Bobby was right. The Lions were underdogs this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, he let me know.
I thought they were favorites, so I thought
Charlie's,
we all were a
Charlie's
game
wrong on that, Mike.
No,
you know that.
Credit to you, Bobby. I was, in fact, wrong on that. The Lions were plus 2.5 when we picked. I think they closed at plus 1.5. But reviewing what happened last week, Mike, you won 5-1 week. Nice. The only game you got wrong was Texas, and we all got that
wrong. I'll be damned.
Yeah, so I went 4-2. I got Texas wrong. I got Alabama wrong. Bama, they really let me down. They let all of us down except for you, Mike, so that was the real difference there. Steve, you also went 4-2. Bobby went 2-4. So resetting the field right now. Mike, you and I are tied atop at 24-18 overall. Steve is at 19-23. Bobby is at 17-25. We kind of short on time here, guys, so we're just going to dive right into it. College football week 9, we have three top 25 matchups of varying degrees of intrigue, I guess you would say. Starting off, number 21, Missouri at number 15, Alabama. Bama opens as 13.5-point favorites at home after that loss to Tennessee that they suffered this past weekend. Bobby's got Missouri covering the 13.5.
Alabama.
I'm with Mike D. I got Alabama in this one too, Charlie.
I just can't get Missouri's performance at College Station out of my head. I know that they've kind of bounced back a little bit since then. I think they're frauds. I think Alabama's not looking great either, but give me Bama in this one too, guys. So Bobby's standing alone with Mizzou in plus 13.5 points. Up next, we got number 5, Texas, 18.5 at number 25, Vanderbilt.
I'm going to go with Vandy getting 18.5 at home. That's way too steep for me, fellas. Yeah,
that's a lot of points. A lot of points.
So Bobby's got Vandy. I will go Texas. And just kind of trust that, you know, when they played...
I'll go Texas, too.
They had that game against OU where they had a big spread, and you kind of felt maybe it's a little bit too many points, but then they showed up and put a whooping on OU. I think that they can do it against Vanderbilt,
too. I think it's
too.
A bounce-back game for the Longhorns. And,
I agree.
I know one thing. Vandy ain't got them pass rushes like what Georgia got. It was like, watch out! Here he comes! Every snap. It was bad, man.
So, but Steve, you've got Vanderbilt?
Texas. Yes, sir.
And you got Bama for the first game, just making sure I got everything set up. Up next, we have the premium top 15 matchup in the SEC, number 8 LSU at number 14 Texas A&M. A&M opens as 2.5-point favorites. Bobby has LSU plus 2.5.
I'll go with Hebert, too, on that LSU.
Yeah, I'm not betting against the Bayou Bengals. They've been good to me of late, so I'm taking LSU as well here.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that there's a couple of things that would give you pause here. I mean, playing in College Station, we had someone that texted in that was worried about the procedure penalties that we saw a bunch against Arkansas. But
right,
just the way that LSU's playing right now, I think if they split, you know, the next couple of weeks with A&M and Alabama, they're going to be looking great for a 12-team college football playoff. They avoided the quote-unquote trap game against Arkansas. Give me the Tigers here on the road in College Station plus 2.5. Moving on to NFL Week 8, guys, we got an NFC South battle. The Falcons, 2.5-point favorites at Tampa Bay. We obviously know what happened with the Buccaneers and their top two receivers being out for this matchup.
ATL for me.
Even though Atlanta looked terrible, man.
ATL.
They looked bad against Seattle.
Yeah, I'm going with the Dirty Birds here, though, too, just because of the Bucs injury situation. Very much similar to the Saints now, their top two targets being down.
So Bobby's also got the Falcons. I mean, I just got to go with them, too. I don't trust the Buccaneers without Godwin or Evans to move the football. And even though, you know, Atlanta's got plenty of issues with Kirk Cousins right now and how he kind of got benched in garbage time last week for Michael Penix, yeah, I'm sticking with the Falcons here, too, guys.
They still got a good 1-2 punch with running backs.
Yeah, they. I mean.
But, Steve, man, I crowd the line of scrimmage and I say, I dare you.
No, I hear you.
I dare you to throw it downfield.
They like Kate Otten's beating you in the passing game.
Jalen McMillan.
The rookie.
Shepard.
Oh, no. I was saying, like, the Falcons got a good 1-2 punch
running
back.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
I mean, that's a really good. And their offensive line is really good. But you know what? They got beat up against Seattle.
They got just crushed by Seattle. It was a bad look for them. But I'll take the Falcons here, too, guys. I'm not really willing to risk it with the Buccaneers.
Right.
The Saints at L.A. The Chargers open as 7.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got the Saints plus 7.5.
Nah, give me 7.5. If it would have been 6.5, I'd have went.
You going with the Saints?
No, I'm going with the Saints. Give me that 7.5.
I hate to do it. I'm going with the Chargers. I'm worried about facing a Harbaugh team that I know is going to be heavy run, and this team cannot stop the run. 7.5 is a pretty steep number for this Chargers squad, but I just don't like anything I've seen from this Saints squad.
The Saints are getting some reinforcements this week, and I'm still taking
Hopefully.
The Chargers.
I hear you right. Yeah,
I'm right there with you. I know that they don't have Gus Edwards, but J.K. Dobbins, Kamani Vidal, that rushing attack. Look, if the Saints can't stop that, it's going to be a long night. So give me the Chargers, -7.5. The Bears at the Commanders, wrapping things up, guys. Mm-hmm. Chicago opens as 2.5-point favorites at Washington. Bobby's got the Commanders +2.5.
I don't like the uncertainty with Jaden Daniels right now. Without them, I don't think they can beat the Bears. And I don't like, obviously, Chicago on the road here. But with the Jaden Daniels banged-up factor, give me the Bears on the road.
Man, I there's no way I would pick the Commanders with Marcus Mariota.
No.
I mean, the Panthers. I mean, I get it, but no, give me the Bears.
I'm just not sure. I think they're optimistic that Jaden's going to play with the rib injury. And if that's the case, I mean, it's an easy Commanders pick. I think that they would be favored in the game. I'm going with the Commanders on this one, just on the off chance that Jaden does play. I know that I'm right there with you. If Marcus Mariota is the guy going against that Chicago Bears defense, I feel awful about this pick.
PU, right.
But I'm putting my cash into the hope that Jaden Daniels does, in fact, play this game.
All I know is if Mariota could play against the Panthers each week, they'd be billing that bus in Canton for him. He was super last Sunday after Jaden went down. But come on, you ain't going to see that type team every week. And the Bears are pretty good on defense.
Right.
Yeah, they are.
And they got some explosiveness.
Commanders have been playing really above their heads on defense, though, Mike. Dan Quinn's doing a really good job there.
Their secondary.
No, that's
true. Caleb, if he don't want to be Ferris Bueller, okay, and I understand where Sean was going with that with Bo Nix, but if Caleb doesn't become Ferris Bueller, he can pick on that secondary of Washington.